Good morning, America. As the great noticing dawns upon us, we want to know, can you really bake 6 million pizzas in 5 years?
I doubt it. Erica, take it away.
Chloe and Michael, good morning. To put that into perspective, that's over 3,000 pizzas a day, every single day. The question isn't just can they do it, but how?
We can't do it. It's impossible. How dare you even ask me to make 6 million pizzas? We don't even have a chimney.
Well, they really got their work cut out for them.
If I were them, I would just lie and say they did it.
Right. Let's go live to the manager.
Possible. There's only 505,000 pizzas in this whole country. You expect us to bake 6 million? No way.
We're live in the kitchen watching this crew frantically load pizzas into the ovens. This isn't possible.
They won't hit 6 million.
And even if they could, the Russian spot down the street did 62 million from 1917 to 1987.
We hear you're writing a diary about the pizzas. How's that going?
He might have been trying to forge that.
Right? I say just make it mandatory in every school and people will think it was real.
I heard they have enough red sauce to make like 271,000.
Not that.
My question is, how are they supposed to retrieve the pizzas from the ovens?
That makes sense. There's no ventilation.
How do they get their pizza? How do they get their pizzas out?
Just a weird pizza cost.
The only problem with this restaurant is they don't have a chimney, so it makes going into the kitchen and retrieving the pizzas a difficult task.
Yeah, folks, when it really dawns on people and really sinks into their minds that the entire Holocaust narrative is an absolute fraud, absolutely physically impossible for it to have ever happened, and that this is what has been used for Israel to carry out the mass worldwide genocide, well, not just Israel, but Jews in general, to carry out the mass worldwide genocide they are currently indulging in. When it really sinks into people's minds, I don't think these people are going to have anywhere on the earth that is safe for them to be. And where haven't things been taken to the next level in the last 2 weeks while I've been offline? Incredible. Every time I have some time off, things just go crazy. It's nuts. You know, we saw Israel attacking Iran for no reason at all, just claiming that all these people that are defending themselves against Israeli terrorism are actually Iranian proxies who are attacking Israel, which of course is completely absurd and provably wrong. But Israel goes in there, attacks Iran, and then cries victim when Iran strikes them back. And it got to the point that Tel Aviv was pretty well, about one third of it had been completely obliterated, and it looked like they were falling rapidly. They'll say that's not true, but of course it is true. When it gets to that point, then we have Donald Trump go in there and attack Iran.
Under Trump, we will have no more wars.
Congratulations, President Trump.
God bless Israel. No more wars.
Going in there saying he's taking out their nuclear program. Because, of course, there's proof that they're building a bomb because Bibi Netanyahu said so. Bear in mind that Bibi Netanyahu has been telling us that Iran is about a month away from having a nuclear weapon. For almost the last 30 years, he's been saying this. Hola. He's been saying this.
The deadline for attaining this goal is getting extremely close. And Iran, by the way, is also outpacing Iraq in the development of ballistic missile systems that they hope will reach the eastern seaboard of the United States within 15 years. By next spring, at most, by next summer, at current enrichment rates, they will have finished the medium enrichment and move on to the final stage. From there, it's only a few months, possibly a few weeks, before they get enough enriched uranium for the first bomb. The foremost sponsor of global terrorism could be weeks away from having enough enriched uranium for an entire arsenal of nuclear weapons. Weeks away.
If not stopped,
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time.
It would take Iran about 12 months to enrich enough nuclear material for a single nuclear weapon.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that Iran is potentially just months away or less from nuclear breakpoint.
Iran is 2 months away from a nuclear weapon, and it's a victory to get them 1 year away?
Iran could be less than a month away from building a nuclear weapon.
I mean, Netanyahu has made two tough talking TV appearances, saying that Iran is just months away from making a nuclear bomb.
What is important to understand is that you have to dismantle the entire terror empire, and especially before its main practitioners, the terror states of Iran and Iraq, acquire nuclear weapons. And this, I think, has been a wake-up call from hell. It is telling us, you have the power now to act.
Yeah, it just goes on and on, folks, and none of it can be proven to be true. Of course, even in saying that, I mean, there's no evidence that nuclear weapons actually even exist. So all of this whole concept of Iran being a nuclear threat is just propaganda, theater for the masses to create the excuses that the Israelis and the Jews need to continue genociding the world and removing the world of all non-Jews. This massive escalation in war in the Middle East is also a great cover-up for the fact that there's been so many people dying from the effects of the COVID jab, the fake vaccine. They get in to cover all this sort of stuff up as much as they can, folks, but where haven't things gone to the next level? And Trump has proven himself to be a warmongering dipshit, total Zionist puppet. You know, the president who was going to be a non-war president. Yeah, right. And he's a barefaced liar. Not only did he lie at the beginning and say that the negotiations were ongoing and Israel wasn't going to attack Iran and lull himself into a false sense of security so Iran could get attacked by Israel, then he said, well, he's going to give them 2 weeks to think about it, and then the very next day goes and drops a 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb on the Fordlow nuclear facility in Tehran, or outside of Tehran. And again, this is a nuclear facility. It's essentially a nuclear power plant. Iran has said they don't want nuclear weapons. They've signed the non-nuclear weapon proliferation treaty, and they've called for a nuclear-free Middle East, but of course the Israelis wouldn't have a bar of that. And so they've constructed this ongoing war. So you can expect gas prices to go up all over the place now because, of course, the shipment of gasoline is going to slow right down. You can expect a massive influx of Iranian migrants into Western society as well, because they're all fleeing Iran because it's being bombed, and now America's attacking it, and they're talking about putting the Shah in place, the old Shah's son. They want him to come and rule. Bear in mind that the old Shah they had in Iran was a brutal dictator, absolute tyrant. The Shah was imposed by the West. He's a Zionist puppet. The former Shah was a Zionist puppet. He had his CIA Mossad-trained secret police who terrorized and brutalized everybody. There's probably not even one family in Iran who hasn't had family members taken, brutalized, murdered by the Shah's regime. And now they want to put his son in place. And so, of course, the people are fleeing because they can remember what happened when this guy's father was in place, one of the worst periods of Iran's history. And I don't want that happening again. Now, all the talk of, wow, why are all of our countries so overrun with Muslim immigrants and Middle Eastern immigrants? Well, it's because we keep bombing all of their countries, folks. The more countries they bomb, the more immigrants come to Western countries. And, of course, they all have a chip on their shoulder and hate the West because of what the West has done to their countries and to their families. But where else are they going to go? They don't have anywhere else to go. It's such a scam, folks. The whole thing is such a scam. And yeah, once people realize it's all based on the holo-hoax, well, you know, it's going to go very badly for these people. Now, everything they tell us is a lie. Everything they tell us is backwards. Even the whole concept of the people in Gaza, you know. Hamas have got tunnels everywhere and they're hiding and using human shields. Israel does that. The head of Israel military, the IDF HQ, was actually placed in the center of Tel Aviv. And then when Iran starts bombing it, Israel claims they're bombing civilian areas. You know, unbelievable. The claim that all the hospitals in Gaza have military bases underneath them. Well, it's actually Israel that has military bases under their hospitals. So everything they tell you is a lie, folks. Every accusation you hear from Israeli or Jewish sources is a confession of what they do themselves. As you can see, I'm back in Mexico, folks, back in Acapulco. It's getting a little cold for me in Australia, and I had kind of planned to come back around this time anyway, so here I am. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know whether I'm going to stay here or what I'm going to do, but I am back in Mexico for now. Jeff's been kind enough to let me use his place as a landing pad. He's not here at the moment. He's away traveling somewhere. I think he's in the United States, or he could be in Europe, somewhere. I don't know. He's away doing his thing with his family. Able to take his daughter traveling now, so he's making the most of that while the world is still here and travel is still possible. We don't know how long that's going to last at the rate things are going. It's crazy, folks. Something else that's happening while all these wars are going on, it's taken a lot of attention off Gaza. And Israel has been continuing to pound Gaza right throughout this whole Iranian conflict, pounding tent cities in the Gaza Strip from ships off the coast. Using like heavy artillery into tent cities, shooting civilian children as they go to collect food aid. Gee, the cicadas are very loud, folks. I'm sorry about that. Shooting Palestinian children as they go to collect food aid in Gaza. Gaza has virtually been obliterated. The official death toll They tell us there's still 50,000. It's ridiculous. Yet according to Israel's own figures, Israel's own military figures, there are approximately 377,000 people missing in Gaza. Missing. Buried under rubble, i.e. dead. And with that figure coming from Israel, 377,000, of course, that figure is likely very reduced from what the actual number is, more like 477,000, probably even double that. You know, all estimates indicate that there's, you know, around about 1 million people that have been killed in Gaza. It is an absolute genocide. There was a unanimous ceasefire voted by the United Nations a couple of weeks ago, unanimously called for a ceasefire. Only the resolution was vetoed by the United States. Incredible. Trump is such a Zionist puppet. Barefaced liar, and like Mossad style lies. You know, by way of deception, we shall do war. Trump told the Iranians that the peace negotiations were ongoing and they weren't going to be attacked, so that it would lull them into a false sense of security so that Israel could attack them. And then when he told them he was going to give them 2 weeks to think about what they were going to do, he just went in there the next day with 30,000 pound bombs and bombed their nuclear facilities. And of course they say, oh, it's not an act of war, we were just destroying our nuclear program. It's not an act of war that we came in with stealth bombers and dropped 30,000 pound bombs on your nuclear facilities. No, it's just a peacekeeping operation. You know, they're just trying to start World War III, folks. And what all this is about isn't about freedom. It isn't about freeing the Persians of the rule of the Ayatollah or any of that sort of stuff. What it's about is death. What it's about is causing as much war and as much death as possible, because that's what governments do. And that's what all this has been about. It's about bringing about as much death and destruction as possible, because that has been the Zionist plan. You know, this whole war in the Middle East has been about greater Israel anyway. It's not about Palestinians, it's not about this, it's not about that. It's about securing the land of all their neighbors. That's why the Israelis have got the Greater Israel arm patch on their uniforms. They've had it on their uniforms since the start of the conflict with Gaza. And that's what it's all about. See, Israel is a little podunk country put on a desert in the middle of the Middle East, you know, simply to create animosity within the Muslim world and create tension in the Muslim world, because the Jews want to see lots of Muslims go to Christian countries because they want to bring about a situation where the Muslims and the Christians go to war with each other and kill each other off so that the world will be left for the Jews. That's their plan. It's been outlined by them for over 100 years. As much as they deny it, their own writings show that that's what the plan is. And that's what all this has been about. The whole thing, folks. And it's about bringing about as much death and destruction as possible. And that's always been the plan. That's just what they do, folks. It's what they do. It's what they love to do. And Gaza has been literally obliterated in the process of all of this sort of stuff. And we saw with the strikes in Iran, I mean, they were hitting apartment buildings, putting missiles through the windows of certain apartment buildings, certain apartments in apartment buildings. Okay. Now they're able to put a missile through a bedroom window of someone 2,000 miles away with pinpoint precision. And yet Gaza looks like this. And you've got to ask yourself why, folks. If they're able to hit things with pinpoint precision, then why has Gaza been reduced to rubble? Oh, it's because there are Hamas bases under everything, which is absolute bullshit. Everything they say is bullshit, folks. An interesting thing, though, as well, with the Iranian strikes on Tel Aviv. I mean, Tel Aviv is in a lot of rubble in Tel Aviv at the moment, folks. They're posting propaganda videos of, you know, Israelis enjoying themselves on the beach and saying, look, everything's fine here. These are all like old videos. They're not taken now. They say, oh, this is this morning in Tel Aviv. Of course it isn't. You know, I mean, it comes from Israel, so you know it's a lie anyway. But an interesting thing about a lot of the places that have been destroyed, mainly in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, suburbs such as B'nai Brak, a lot of these places were actually earmarked for demolition and total urban renewal. A lot of these places had already been evacuated of people because Israel planned to demolish a lot of these suburbs and rebuild them. And that's the place that the Iranian missiles seem to be most concentrated on. So is this a puppet show or not, folks? I mean, what's really going on? It's so much disinformation out there, and it's hard to tell what's real anymore and what isn't anyway. I mean, Twitter X is now completely awash with AI videos. You don't know what's real anymore. The AI videos, the quality of them is gone up so much, as I showed you on the last video. It's gone up so much in the last month that it's very difficult to tell what's real and what isn't anymore, folks. But as I said before, what it's mainly been about is Israeli expansionism, because Israel is just a little podunk country just put in the middle of the Middle East. It doesn't have any resources. There's not a lot of stuff going on there. It's not very fertile land. So what's the point of even wanting that place? The only reason they want that place is because they can claim it's their ancestral homeland, because they can claim that they're Jews and Jews come from Judea and they're returning. They can claim it's their ancestral homeland. They can create this tension between Muslims and Christians, and then they can move on. And the people who run Israel don't give a shit about the Israelis. They don't give a shit about the Jews. They don't give a shit about the land of Israel. What they care about is death. What they care about is killing as many people as possible. And with what's going on in Ukraine, I mean, they've been decimating most of the Ukrainian population, sending them off to die on the war front. Another completely contrived situation, because that's where most of them will go to. There's been tens of thousands of Israelis buying land in Ukraine. Very fertile place. One of the world's food bowls, really. There's a lot of good land. Very, very fertile. Incredible place, Ukraine. And that's where most of them will undoubtedly go to once Israel is obliterated and wiped off the face of the earth and the entire Middle East is turned to ash, which is what they want to do. They thrive on this shit, folks. But it's about expansionism. See, Israel doesn't have resources, so it's got to take over that area to Egypt, and it's got to take over Lebanon, it's got to take over Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and it's got to destroy Iran because it doesn't want to have any resistance. And hey, I don't respect the Ayatollah, I don't respect the Islamic religion, I don't respect any religions. I think all religion is demented, personally. I think that everybody has their own connection to God, and you don't need religion to get in the way. Religion has essentially been one of the world's leading causes of death for the last 2,000 or 3,000 years. Oh, look, here comes some rain. That's not real good, is it? I finally get out to do a walking tour, and it's starting to rain. Sorry, it's been like 2 weeks since I brought you a video. I've been traveling. Since I got back here, I've just been sleeping. I've been jet lagged for days and days. My sleeping patterns are all over the place, so it hasn't been working out real well for me. And I've got to figure out where I want to be. I've been in 4 different time zones in the last 10 days, so it's been a little difficult to adjust to coming back to Mexico. But sorry it's taken me so long to bring you a video, folks. But the whole world has gone nuts. It really has. And all this AI stuff on X is kind of freaky, folks. It's really strange just seeing how crazy things have become and how little you can believe what you see anymore. But all this stuff that's going on in the Middle East, I mean, it's not over yet. You can expect Bibi to stage some massive false flag attack in the United States, perhaps another bomb in New York, the way he did with the World Trade Center. Perhaps the USS Nimitz will get sunk. They sent the USS Nimitz, I think it's an aircraft carrier, sent it to the Persian Gulf as well to be involved in this ridiculous conflict. The Nimitz is a 50-year-old aircraft carrier due to be retired next year. You've got to wonder why they would be sending it into a war zone. Perhaps they're sending it in there so they can sink it and blame the Iranians for it. Who knows? I wouldn't put it past them, folks. And you've got to question, why would Trump even do this? Why would Trump want to be involved in all this sort of stuff? I mean, we know he's a Zionist stooge. We know most of the politicians in the United States are all Zionist stooges, but, you know, they support Israel so much. You've got to wonder why. And then, of course, you start looking back at things and thinking, well, perhaps it's one of the reasons the Epstein files haven't been released. Perhaps that's why Trump is doing exactly what he's told and exactly what his Jewish handlers want him to do, because they got dirt on him as well. It's kind of who you hang around with kind of shows, you know, what sort of person you are, you know, judge people by the company they keep, guilt by association and all that sort of stuff, you know. And yes, of course, you've got to go in there and help our dear allies, the Jews and the Israelis, because they're such good people.
Army in the world that acts in a more moral fashion than the army of Israel.
Wow!
How many Palestinians have you killed?
I don't know, 20, 15. I don't count.
Guys, we're moving Gaza right now. I'm trying to get my popsicle.
We f*** your babies, yeah.
You think it's funny?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Would you say that Israel is on track for a strategic victory in Gaza?
You want me to go first?
Good, okay? You love Palestine, I kill you!
Most of the people here are racist because we were taught to be.
Only America can help us. We need their support, not just in munitions, but we need them also to protect us in the UN Security Council. And we will need them even in The Hague.
President Biden for his unequivocal support. I want to thank the people and Congress of the United States of America. And when Israel wins, the entire civilized world wins.
Maybe they came like guys, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby. There is no babies left.
yes, such good people, folks. Why would you not want to help such outstanding human beings? It's gotten to be a joke, you know. That's what makes it so difficult to come and do these videos and just keep doing these videos. I mean, I really like to come and give positive information to people, help people become empowered. But the state of the world, folks, I mean, you've really got to wonder where we're going and how long we're going to survive this. Now, for so many years, I've been saying that what's happening is people are giving themselves to the mainframe. We're creating this AI version of the world, and we're giving ourselves to the mainframe. When you look at the AI videos that have been created, they're so realistic, so emotionally realistic. The facial expressions on people, the emotions that they're expressing. And you just got to do it with prompts. You don't actually have to program any of this stuff in there anymore. It's just done with prompts. You go to whatever it is, VO3, and say, I want to see a female 1940s jazz singer in a club. And it'll create a video for you. That's all you have to do. Tell it you want this, tell it you want that. I mean, that whole video at the start, that was AI created. I didn't create it, but somebody did. All done through prompts. And the reason AI is able to create videos with this degree of accuracy is because so many people have been pouring their heart out online, doing posts online. The whole fabric of society has been destroyed by the internet in many ways. Now, in the beginning, it brought us all close together. Now it's got to the point like every young girl wants to be an online prostitute because that's the only way they can make it and get anywhere in the world. They can't depend on men anymore because men can't get jobs because AI is taking them all. And men can't really successfully start online prostitution websites and get away with it. Most men aren't pretty enough to look at that people would pay money to see them creating pornography online, like so many of the young women on OnlyFans are doing. They're kind of selling their souls. Everybody's sold themselves to the internet. The internet has taken so much from people that now it's able to replicate people to the point that you can't tell them apart from real people. In fact, the only way you can really tell them apart is that the AI videos look larger than life. They look more realistic than reality, which is kind of freaky. And that's where things have gone and where things are continuing to go. So it's difficult to come and try and inspire people with videos when you see just what the world is becoming and what we're being led into. The whole conflict in Gaza has normalized child murder, normalized genocide, normalized the bombing of hospitals, normalized the expulsion and starvation of civilians as a weapon of war. Trump going in there and bombing Iran, they don't call it an invasion anymore, they call it a preemptive strike. Even though there's no evidence that Iran ever wanted to attack the United States. Oh yeah, they're out there screaming death to America. You know how easy it is to create these propaganda videos, folks, and make things seem larger than life, and make it seem like there's thousands of people rallying and just waiting to come over here and kill everybody that they can. You know how easy it is to do this. I mean, it is. It's very simple. And why do they always look the same way? All these little fuzzy videos with bad editing and little black and white scenes, sepia scenes and stuff, just all designed to make it look a lot worse than what it is. All to create this whole situation of East versus West. That's what Israel wants, folks. That's what they've been trying to do for a long time. And they really seem to be succeeding at it in many ways. And that's a freaky thing in itself. Another reason why I left Australia too, folks, just getting back to that, was because the cost of living there. The cost of living is insane in Australia. It's just gone up so much in the last 3.5 years. Now, the government just seems to be taking everything they can from the people and essentially giving it to the military-industrial complex. Doing it the same in Australia, doing it the same in every country. The same thing in England. What's the government of England done for people lately? Well, of course, they did bring in the Assisted Dying Act. If you're having a hard time and you can't set up an OnlyFans site and sell yourself online as an online prostitute, well, we'll help you kill yourself if that makes you feel better. Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Starmer. I'm sure the British people really appreciate that. And Britain's having a really hard time with migrants, and now you're going to see a massive influx of those migrants into Britain because of what Trump has just done in Iran. It's incredible, folks. It's absolutely incredible. They just get away with these things, and it just continues and it continues and it continues. The question is, what sort of a psyop are they going to introduce in order to get people to go along with the plan? What sort of a psyop? What sort of a false flag attack are we going to see in the United States or in any country that is not supporting what Israel's doing? Now, there's a reason these people were kicked out of 109 countries 1,030 times, folks, and it's not because they're God's chosen people. It's because they are the synagogue of Satan. And, I mean, what they'd really want to see in Tehran is a gay pride parade, folks. That's what they want to do. They want to turn the whole world gay. They want to turn the whole world into a situation where people don't breed anymore, where men are reduced to little dweebs who can't find their own masculinity, no testosterone left, where women are all online prostitutes, no one wants to get married, no one wants to have any children, no one wants to live a good life anymore. It's all about superficial, temporary financial gain. That's what they want. They want their slave class. And they want to kill everybody else. I mean, they love death. Judaism is literally a cult of death. It's freaky. But all this AI stuff, I mean, like I've said, you know, us giving our souls to the mainframe, that's what we're seeing with the advent of all of these AI videos. You really can't tell what's real anymore. I mean, it's truly gotten to the point where I don't even know if I want to stay online much anymore. I don't know if I want to get any of my information online anymore. I don't know whether I want to have relationships with people online anymore. I mean, do I even know that they're real people? Can I believe anything that I see or hear online anymore? It's gotten crazy, folks. It's really gotten crazy. The whole world has gone completely nuts. It's almost unrecognizable to what it was when I left Australia 3.5 years ago. All began in 2019 with the COVID scamdemic, and it's just gotten worse and worse and compounded ever since. You know, I'm someone who's always had an enormous amount of faith in human beings, and I still do in many ways. You know, I feel that whatever happens, we will get through this. May not be in my lifetime, but we will get through this. We will come out the other side, and we'll probably be better for it. I mean, in many ways, I mean, if people are so easily led as to what we're seeing in the world today, I mean, and you can't believe a lot of it because, you know, it's all promoted by the media and shit. You know, I travel a lot. I tend to talk to people on the street, just random strangers, people in shops, Uber drivers, whatever, and just get their opinion of things. And, you know, on the whole, like with average people, I'm not seeing a lot of awareness. I mean, sure, there's people who listen to my podcast, and there's people who on alternate news channels like BitChute and stuff that know what's going on. But most of the world, the Facebook, YouTube, TikTok world, most of these people are still asleep. And that, unfortunately, constitutes the vast majority of humanity. In many ways, I mean, are we going to see a better world while all these people are still here? You know, kind of leading us off the cliff and dragging the rest of the world with it. In many ways, this cull that Israel is doing could be a good thing. Gets rid of all these people. But unfortunately, the Jews, the Israelis, aren't being culled along with it. I mean, they will to a degree, because like I said, I mean, Bibi and those controlling the state of Israel don't really give a shit about the Jews. What they give a shit about is death and creating as much death and destruction as possible. They literally thrive on the shit. So there's going to be a lot of them left. And it's going to be whether people still believe in the financial system, whether they still believe money's real, and they still believe they've got to pay to be alive, that makes the difference. Because that's what the Jews want. I mean, they want their 80,000 slaves or 18,000 slaves or 1,800 slaves or whatever it is. You know, every Jew has that many slaves. And people think, oh, we're going to be in rock piles with chains on, cracking rocks. No, it's not about that. It's financial slavery. It's, you know, you'll be building all the houses and doing all the chores and running the whole system, and they'll just be sitting back and smoking cigars and raping children and doing what they do best while you do all of the manual labor for them. That's what they consider slavery, financial slavery. And in that regard, virtually everybody on earth now is already a slave of the Jews, because everybody on earth is forced to pay to be alive. And that's a bit of a concern. So is that the type of world we're going to have when all this is over? Are people still going to believe they need to pay to be alive? Are people still going to be that prepared to do what they're told all the time? That's the question. It's a time of real change, folks. It's a time of real change. Like I said, I mean, I've come on these videos and I've always attempted to empower people. I've attempted to stop the world ever getting to the situation that it's now in. And I'm at the point where I'm thinking, well, what do I do now? I just come on and do these videos and narrate the end of the world? Or sort of just bow out and sit back and just watch the freak show for a couple of years and maybe come in and make a comment now and then? Because I honestly don't know what I can really do to change the direction that we're going. I can make people aware of it. I can hopefully still empower people into believing in themselves, because that's the key. That's what's caused all this, is this loss of self. And people have been led down these superficial pathways. That's the only reason they'd be having girls create OnlyFans sites and all this sort of stuff, is because they've lost connection with themselves. They don't believe in themselves as human beings anymore. They believe in themselves as something to be sexually exploited. And didn't women always complain about sexual exploitation of women? It seems they're only concerned about it if they're not making money out of it. According to these OnlyFans sites and all this sort of shit, Bonnie Blue and all these sort of people. Like, humanity's completely lost its way. And sometimes you feel like you're standing on a rock, an island in the middle of an ocean of morons, just screaming at them to just wake up to themselves and just look up a little bit from their screens, but they just won't. So you've got to wonder, what is the point? What is the point of any of this? You know, and I've traveled so much and I've seen so many places and met so many people, and I've done most of that. I've spent most of my life doing that. I've done so many things like this. I mean, I've been in bands since I was a kid, since I left high school. I spent most of my life traveling, folks, most of my life. And I'm like, what, 68 this year? That's crazy even thinking about that, 68. Crazy. And just seeing the world for what it is and seeing what the world's become now. I mean, I don't even know if I want to travel anymore. I don't know what I want to do. I don't even know where I belong in the world anymore. I don't feel like I belong in Australia anymore, as much as I love the place. I love the country. I love the people. It doesn't really feel like my home anymore, because it's just so different to what it was. I mean, when I grew up in my childhood, the things we could do. Get up in the morning, you'd get up and get on your push bike and you'd leave home before your parents even got out of bed. And as long as you were home before dark, they didn't care what you did, where you went, it's all good. It's all looked after. No stress. No people disappearing, you know, that sort of stuff. No children disappearing. Of course, the children only disappear now because of the influx of God's chosen people around the world who like to sacrifice children and rape and torture and pillage and plunder Western society as they do so well. But when I was a kid, none of that existed. When I was a kid, you could just sort of do what you wanted to do. And even when I left school, you could just do what you wanted to do. Just travel around, do your thing. I spent most of my life as a musician and sound engineer, just cruising around the world and having a great time. You can't do that anymore. The whole music industry has been pretty much destroyed by the government. You can't just get in a band and make a living anymore. Very difficult to do any of that sort of stuff. Very difficult to do any of the things I used to do when I was a kid. And you've got to wonder, man, what is the point of human existence in the situation that's been created for us? I mean, is there any point to it at all? Or are we just supposed to be here as slaves to do what we're told and to get cold and to live in fear of everything? Yeah, and all the distractions, like I said, distractions of war, even poverty to a certain degree is a distraction. People struggling to survive, people struggling to be themselves. And having traveled everywhere and still continuing to do so and not feeling like I'm at home in Australia even anymore, I don't know if I feel at home in Mexico. I don't know where I feel at home. I don't know where I'm supposed to be anymore, folks. It's a crazy thing. Am I supposed to be here on this earth at all? Or have I done my time? Now, we come here, we try to leave some sort of a positive footprint behind, some sort of a positive legacy behind. But what does it all mean? What does it all mean when people won't listen themselves? They won't believe in themselves. They won't look within themselves for the solutions to their problems, when that's where all the solutions are. Come with all these new age concepts of doing things, connecting with the energy and all sorts of crap like this, you know. What about connecting with who you are? You came here to be who you are. That is the most important thing that anybody can do, is to be who they are, discover who they are, and to be who they are to the fullest of their potential. Human beings are incredible, and we could do just about anything with this world, and look what we've done with it. You got to wonder, folks. So yeah, it gets to that stage. I mean, how do I come on and empower people when you have this kind of almost a feeling of hopelessness in the face of what human beings have become. You know, I don't do any of this because, you know, it's a way of life. I don't do this because it's my business, you know. I don't want to sell you anything. I don't have any subscriber section. I never even monetized my YouTube account. So I don't have any books for sale. I don't have anything for sale. I've never tried to profit from any of this. I've never done this as, you know, a business. I've done this simply because it needs to be done. Someone needs to be speaking the truth and doing it without an agenda, without trying to sell you things or without trying to profit from it. I always believed that if I just spoke to people's hearts, they'd look within their hearts and they'd see the beauty of themselves, and that if they discover that and embrace that and simply put that into practice in their lives, you know, the practical application of love, the practical application of beauty and just a belief in reality, a belief in beauty, a belief in love, the practical application of what it means to be human would change the world. And I still believe that it would. It's just, if people are prepared to do that. But there's so many distractions. I think a lot of people get the message and they want to do it. And to many degrees they do, in many ways. But then they get distracted because they've got to pay to be alive. They've got to deal with oceans of morons all around them. They've got to deal with death and destruction, the death and destruction in Gaza, the death and destruction of so many countries now. All of these Middle Eastern countries, these poor people who did nothing, all based on the 9/11 attacks, which were all carried out by Israel, provably carried out by Israel. Gone in and destroyed so many countries on the back of those attacks. And none of it was for reasons we were told it was for. This, of course, has caused all of the migrant influx into our countries. So now people can scream and say, we're being invaded by Muslims. Well, it's all part of the Kalergi plan. Israel planned all of this sort of stuff. See, Israel were kicked out of 109 countries 1,030 times, and they're not happy about that. And they want to take revenge against all of those countries. This is what Israelis do best, what Jews do best, is carry out revenge against others for past transgressions against the Jews, which have all been completely justified because of what Jews have tried to do to their countries. LGBTQ all of their countries, destroy the moral fiber of every country they've ever gained any type of hold in. And now through the Holohoax and the sympathy they've been able to gain from that non-event ever happening, they've managed to do it to the whole world. And that's been the plan. That's been the plan for the last 120, 150 years. And this is the culmination of that plan that we're seeing now. And I think that Holocaust awareness, well, really Holohoax awareness, is one of the main keys that could free the world. When it really sinks into people's minds just how much of a fraud this whole thing has been, and that the whole purpose of it was to gain sympathy so they could get away with what they do, perhaps people will rise up and fight back. Because you won't even know if they are, because the media is controlled by these people and all the politicians are bought and paid for and controlled by these people. I mean, just the fact that the Epstein list hasn't been released, folks. The fact that you've got so many politicians that are supported by AIPAC, receive millions of dollars every year from Jewish lobbyists to do what the Israelis say, and they've got dirt on all of them. They're the sexual repression of the human race. They're making sex seem like something that it isn't, and limiting people's ability to be able to express themselves sexually leads to this sexual repression and all these built-up tendencies that people have, which makes them want to go and have sex with underage girls and stuff, and, you know, do the most heinous things you can think of just to be able to release some of that sexual tension that they feel because of the amount of sexual repression that they've been subject to. That's how they've turned the whole world gay, folks, and how they've done all the stuff that they're doing. You know, and it gets to that point. You know, what do you do in the face of all this, folks? And like I said, they've got issues with all countries. They want all these countries to destroy themselves because that's going to make them feel better about themselves. That's why they've done what they do. That's why they've brought about all this stuff. It's why all the holidays, all Jewish holidays are a celebration of a massacre of non-Jews. And they have holidays like almost every day. Shabbat this and Hanukkah that, you know. All celebrations of slaughter, all celebrations of the mass murder of non-Jews. And the world now, I mean, like I said, folks, it's been really, really hard to even get motivated to want to come and do this video. The only reason I'm even doing it is because I haven't done one for a couple of weeks. You know, and people start sending me emails saying, are you still alive, Max? Yeah, I'm still alive, but wondering why, you know, what's the point of all this? So, yeah, a terribly hard time in Australia with getting in there, all the customs bullshit that I had to go through to get in there. Saw some beautiful people while I was there. The people I was staying with, wonderful, wonderful people, really looked after me. And I did meet a lot of really good people while I was there. But now I'm back out here again, just wondering where it is I should really be. I'm going to be going over to Europe again in about 6 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks, a couple of months. And I'll be speaking at Liverpoolco. If you want to catch up, do get a ticket to Liverpoolco. It's a great event. It's going to be happening, I think, around about the 2nd of, well, maybe the 6th or something of September. Early September, anyway, it's going to be happening. And then there's other people I've got to catch up with. I've really got to go and see some friends of mine in Spain who I haven't seen in maybe 5 years now, that I really want to go and see while I'm over there. I've kind of lost contact with them. Lost my Skype and all that sort of stuff. And I've tried Teams, and I just can't make head or tail of Teams, so forget that. So I just kind of roll up at their place in Andalusia and hope they're home. But I plan on doing that while I'm over there. And this might even be my last trip to Europe, who knows. Getting a little over the travel. Need to find somewhere to settle down. But like I said, it's been difficult for me to get even motivated to come and do a video for you because I can't really find anything positive to say in the face of what we're seeing unfold in the world. It's nice to come and laugh about things, you know. I'm so tired. I've been traveling. Like I said, I've been in 4 different time zones in the last 10 days. All I've done since I've got back to Acapulco is basically sleep. Sleeping all day and getting up at like 2 o'clock in the morning for a few hours and going back to bed at dawn, and you know, it's been kind of weird. So it's been really difficult to get motivated and come and do videos for people, especially in the face of everything we're seeing. I mean, and whether this is going to kickstart World War III, good question. I mean, Israel's been trying to kickstart World War III since the 90s. Since Bibi first said that Iran had nukes, which was bullshit. And then he said, you know, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, which of course he didn't. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Now, all lies. And with Trump sort of saying now, well, this wasn't really an act of war, I just went in and took out their nuclear facilities, which is completely unnecessary anyway. But you've got to understand, Iran is going to very likely respond to this, which will kickstart World War III. And if Iran doesn't respond, then we'll probably see something like an attack against the USS Nimitz in the Persian Gulf, which will be done by Israelis, or perhaps another false flag attack on New York or something like that, which of course will be done by Israelis. Because they don't want to stop it here. They want to keep going in there. They want regime change in Iran. They're not just going in there to stop any nuclear threat against Israel. They're going in there because they want regime change, because they care about the Persians so much. They don't give a shit about the Persians, folks. They don't give a shit about the Jews. They don't give a shit about anybody. You know, these Zionist parasites, these terrorists, don't give a shit about anything except causing as much death and destruction as possible, because that's what governments do. Governments love war. They love death. They love destruction. They love seeing their population in hardship, because then it gives them a reason to need government. Oh my God, my life is so terrible. Someone needs to come and fix it. What was that quote by somebody, Plato or somebody? Said that once politicians have done dealing with foreign enemies, they're always cooking up some threat or other in order that the people may require a leader. Get these people out of the equation, folks. If you're going to have government, get politicians out of government. Personally, I don't even think we need government. I don't think we need any of this shit. I think the whole thing has been a massive scam. And all these people do is feather their own nests, rob from their populace, and create as much war and death and destruction and mayhem and hardship as possible, because that's what benefits them. So yeah. Crazy world, folks. Crazy world. And like I said, now it's even got to the point where you can't even tell what's real online anymore. Forget about any video evidence being posted in court or anything. You can't tell if it's real anymore. You can mimic pieces of people's voices. You can mimic people's looks. There's some little telltale signs, but they'll perfect that. Give it another 18 months and what's AI going to look like, folks? You will not be able to tell the difference. And again, this is a result of people giving their lives to the internet, posting every single little nuance of emotion on there. People are even scared to be themselves on the internet anymore. You've got all these women using filters and stuff, make themselves look young and pretty. Even people that I know and respect are using filters to make themselves look young and sexy so they'll get more views. It's crazy. It's almost embarrassing to be a human in the modern world, looking at the state of this world, folks. It really is. So yeah. But anyway, that's about all I'm going to say. I'm going to just do a short video today. I've got a lot to do. I've got to find myself somewhere to live. I can't stay here at Jeff's for too long. Just not here. And I don't want to stay at someone's house anyway. I want to get somewhere to be. I just have to figure out where that's going to be. I figure it will be in Mexico for the next couple of months until I go to Europe. And then once I come back here, which will be, I don't know, around Christmas time, October, November, December, I should be back in Mexico. Well, I'll figure it out then, where it is that I actually want to be and what it is that I actually want to do. Sometimes I feel like just putting a little band together and just playing guitar, letting the world go off and do what the world wants to do, and just playing guitar in a band and sleeping the rest of the time, and just maybe take a peek out from under the covers in 5 or 10 years and see what remains. What remains of the human race, because the human race is getting almost unrecognizable these days. But yeah, I just wanted to come on and let you know that I'm alive. Sorry, not a lot of smiles in this video. I'm totally exhausted after all this travel. And like I said, I need to find some stability somewhere, find somewhere that I want to be, and take steps to getting that to happen. But there's no point actually doing that at the moment, because like I said, I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to be away for probably 3 months. So there's no point me actually getting a place or trying to set myself up anywhere for the moment. If I'm going to be away for 3 months, I'm going to be here for like 6 weeks or 2 months now. I'm going to be away for three. So there's no point really trying to get anywhere set up at the moment. I just sort of find temporary accommodation for the next few weeks and then figure it out once I get back from Europe. So I'm a little bit much, you know, in limbo at the moment. But after I've got a bit of rest and get a little bit more energized, perhaps I'll be able to come back and do some sort of a positive video for you. But it's just crazy seeing where we're going. And I have no doubt that things are only going to escalate from this point. Like I said, Iran is going to respond. Of course they will. They have to. And so you might see an attack on US soil, which will be Israel doing it. And I can't see the Iranians actually bombing the United States. What I can see the Iranians doing is, well, they're talking about blocking off one of the straits, one of the shipping routes, which is in their, territorial waters. And they have got the right to control their own territorial waters, and they're talking about blocking off one of the shipping routes. But you're going to see the price of gas go up, and you're going to see all sorts of reasons that the West has to continue attacking Iran. Iran is, of course, going to keep bombing Israel, and Israel is being completely obliterated. Don't believe what they're telling you. But again, it's interesting that a lot of the places being obliterated are places that, you know, in Tel Aviv, they already had earmarked for urban renewal. You got to wonder about that. The people of Gaza are being completely obliterated. Syria, Lebanon, it's just going to go on. And so you're probably going to see the United States get involved. And if the United States doesn't get involved enough for Israel's pleasure, then there's no doubt that Israel will stage a false flag attack to get the United States involved a little bit more. Because again, what Israel wants is death. And when you understand that, when you understand that's the reason for all this, death, bloodshed, and human sacrifice, because that's what Jews thrive on. Judaism is essentially a death cult. I'll tell you, Islam is a death cult because Judaism is a death cult. Like I said, every accusation is a confession. I'll tell you, people use human shields when it's Israel that uses human shields. It's Israel that has military bases under hospitals. It's Israel that is a threat to world security, not Islam. The only reason our countries are flooded with Islamists is because Israel and the United States have been bombing these countries for so many years and creating this whole situation. We've got the Kalergi plan. The goal being to genocide the people of Europe via mass migration. You've got to create a reason for them to migrate there. Well, let's bomb the shit out of their countries. That's a good reason. They're going to want to leave. So, yeah. Crazy times, folks. Crazy times. So just prepare for everything. Find where it is you want to be, folks. And sit back and watch the freak show. Because, I mean, it's going to get a lot worse. I think it's going to have to get worse before people actually stand up and do anything about it. And even then, will they? Not a lot of men out there anymore that are willing to fight for their communities. And not a lot of women out there that men want to be involved in anymore because they're all selling their souls in online prostitution. You know, I don't want to be with a man who makes less than 200k a year or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. So, you know, the human race is, it's going through a transition. It really is. And you won't even know soon. You'll just be sitting at home watching everything in virtual reality, not knowing what's real, what isn't, not knowing who's human and who isn't. So, crazy times, folks. We're heading for really crazy times. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. Again, folks, Liverpulko, September 6th in Serbia, close to Liberland. If you want to get a ticket, you'll find a link below. Go to the Inakapulko website, you'll find a ticket there. You can use my name, Egan, I-G-A-N, for a 10% discount on that ticket, and I hope to see you there. Same for Inakapulko, which is going to be held in Puerto Vallarta next February. And that's about it, folks. Same thank yous. Thank you to all the people who sent me so many emails. All the people who've been wondering whether I'm safe. Yes, I'm perfectly safe, folks. I'm just feeling a little bit worse for wear at the moment. Too much travel. Getting too old for this shit, you know. But thank you to all those people who do send me so many kind emails. Thank you to people who leave positive comments on the channels. Thank you to everybody out there on the front line speaking the truth and speaking up about all this stuff. We've seen a huge growth in those numbers because a lot of people can see what's going on now and they're very concerned about it. A lot of people concerned about what they put in office. You know, they thought they were putting a non-war president in office when really they were putting in George W. Bush 2.0. And Trump has shown himself to be willing to tell barefaced lies in order to support the Israeli agenda. Like I said, lying about the peace talks, lying about giving Iran 2 weeks to consider their actions before he bombed them. A whole new president in warfare. And like I said, they've legitimized the slaughter of children, the bombing of hospitals, preemptive strikes. I mean, forget anything that was related to the Geneva Convention or rules of war or any of that sort of stuff. It's all gone out the window in the last couple of years, folks. And people are seeing Trump as being the Zionist puppet that he is, irrespective of what you're seeing on social media. Social media is awash with disinformation. So many Israeli upvotes, so many Zionist plants on social media, all getting upvoted by bot farms.
Where from there?
Yeah, that's why they're getting so many upvotes and why they're all trending. I just got banned from X for 7 days, by the way. I just got back on yesterday. As soon as this conflict with Iran started, I got banned on X for 7 days. It's just funny how that works, folks. They don't want me saying what I say. And again, thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I got to admit, it's been very slow this month. Hasn't been a lot of contributions because I guess I haven't done a lot of videos. But thank you to those who have. I do really appreciate it. They are sorely needed, and I do really appreciate those who contribute to keep this message going, folks. And again, I'm going to try to bring you something a little bit more positive over the next week or so. I just need to get over this travel lag that I've got at the moment. I'm really feeling very, very de-energized and really not sort of very much myself at the moment, folks. Too much travel, too many time zones, too much stuff going on, just too much to deal with. Plus, in the middle of it all, I need to find myself somewhere to live. So I'm just kind of here in limbo at the moment. And again, thank you to Jeff for actually letting me come and use his house as a landing pad, even though he's not here. It's great to have friends in the right places, folks. And I really do appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. I'll leave you with a song that's been trending on social media. Interesting, you know. I've got to admit that I kind of agree. And that's something else that I really don't like about Israel, is that it's made me actually pleased to see Tel Aviv being bombed. And I haven't even been caring whether civilians get killed, because all of these civilians were cheering on the death and destruction of Palestine.
The Israelis have is the fucking audacity. You've infiltrated every aspect of American society. You've infiltrated our government. You've bought our politicians. You control our legislation. You funnel billions and billions of dollars, possibly trillions, from the American people on a yearly basis so that you can get free healthcare and go fucking brutalize, terrorize, and genocide people in Palestine. Then run away to your real homes in Europe and New York, New Jersey, wherever the fuck you're actually fucking from, and go live your lives. Go live your lives like you didn't just fucking murder children. Now, you pieces of fucking scum are on every single major news channel because you own the media too. because you fucking infiltrated that too. Now you're on every single fucking news station playing victim. They want to kill all the nobody fucking cares that you're Jewish. Nobody cares. They want to kill Israelis because you're fucking murderous, genocidal pieces of shit. All right. And you have no business in modern civilized society. You are the scum of the earth. They want to kill you. They don't want to kill Jews. They don't care about your religion. Nobody fucking cares about your religion. Nobody cares. We care that you're murdering people. We care that you just unprovoked fucking threw a missile at Iran and are now on all of the news channels playing fucking victim, begging America to come fight your fucking war for you again. By the way, don't think we don't fucking know about 9/11. I am so fucking sick of these people. They are the absolute scum of the earth. Get the fuck off my news. Stop trying to convince us to fight your fucking war. And Lord knows, with this fucking ass clown as president, we're probably gonna go. We're probably gonna fucking go to war. Probably gonna go fucking war while Americans are literally struggling to survive. We are in so much debt. We can't afford housing. We can't afford food. But let's send billions to fucking help Israel. These fucking scumbags that don't deserve the fucking dirt on the bottom of my shoe.
It's interesting. You know, some of the women on there who've been really making most horrible videos mocking the Palestinians have had their homes destroyed by the Iranian missile attacks. There was one woman who was endlessly mocking the Palestinians who has been killed by Iranian missile strikes. Another woman who was doing terrible videos, you know, teeth blacked out and stuff and fake blood and all sorts of stuff, mocking Palestinian children being killed, has had her home destroyed. You know, and I must admit, I've actually felt joy at looking at this. I've felt joy looking at Tel Aviv being bombed into oblivion by missiles. And I don't like the fact that the Israelis have brought that out in me, because I'm a very non-violent person. I don't like seeing civilians destroyed. But again, with Israel, I mean, are there really any civilians in Israel? I mean, they all served in the IDF because they have to. Are all too gutless to say no. And so they've supported this, and like 85% of Israelis support the genocide of the Palestinian people. So it's hard to feel any sympathy for them. But yeah, there was someone who put out a short song to celebrate the destruction of Tel Aviv. And I'm gonna leave you with that clip. But I'll bring you another video soon, folks. It won't be 2 weeks, it'll be a lot shorter than that. As soon as I get somewhere to live, which hopefully I'll be doing in the next day or two, and then I'll get a bit settled, I'll get a bit more sleep, I'll bring you another report, and hopefully it will be a little bit more positive than this one. But thank you for bearing with me, folks, and thank you to all those people who've sent me so many kind emails. Again, thank you to anybody who's ever contributed. Thank you to those people who support the message, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh. Boom, 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 Tel Aviv, this is what you get for all your evil deeds. Boom, 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 Tel Aviv, you brought this upon yourself, it's your time to bleed. Boom, 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 Tel Aviv, this is what you get for all your evil deeds. You were mocking dead kids, but now you're getting
boom, 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 Tel Aviv, this is what beep.
الله اكبر، تعال يا مدام.